because I'm not aware of my eternalness. Okay. Though you exist today as an eternal unknown in a physical universe, don't even think this limits or restricts you, because this physical universe is so plenary that it is plenary. It is as it is, and also is as you mind and live yourself to be. Isn't that grand? Well, there's even more. You don't really seem to understand that you are as you are, and you also exist as the universe is. Therefore, if you, as a physical being, mind and live yourself as an abiding being today, the physical universe will be eternal for you and fully support your being eternal. I don't fully understand, just checking in, that I am as I am, and I also exist as the universe is. I guess that's because what I live is the way the universe is.
The universe, but I'm checking. Or your universe?
It says you also exist as the universe is.
I should talk on that one.
You understand the universe is as you are?
Yes, I think I do.
No, you don't.
Why?
Well, why would you, if you don't understand that you are as the universe is, how would you know that the universe is as you are?
Okay, I was just checking to see if that meant anything else as well. But from that, I understand, yes.
Do you think I'm writing secrets into this thing?
Nope. But I just wondered if it meant something different than I thought it did. So I wanted to check.
So I am as the universe is, and the universe is as I am. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. I understand it that way.
And the me-universe, the my universe and the universe, that's where I get a bit sticky. The universe is as I am?
Yes.
And my universe is as I am.
Yes. I think so. Sometimes Roger adds things to this that I didn't expect, so that's more what I wanted to check. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else on that? Okay. Passage 4. Whether you choose to be alive and live as a particular eternal abiding being, or exist eternally as an unknown, unknowable spiritual being, the universe will fully support you in this choice and be this way for you.
Ta-da.
I get that. Of course, if you exist eternally but are unaware of this, can you say you are eternal or even realize you are eternal? If you want to be eternal and know you are eternal, you must describe the particular form and nature that eternal will be for you in the universe and live that. Right, so it doesn't just happen. You got
to
do something.
Clear.
Yeah. Or you won't be aware of it.
Right.
Number 5. No story of you is complete or accurate without including a continuing chronicle of the universe that always accommodates and supports you and responds unconditionally as you properly command. That's interesting. So for a complete story of myself, it must include the universe.
Yes.
That's interesting. I didn't usually hear that. Okay, this is quite an entangled tale. What you have heard from science is not about you, and what you've heard from religion is a myth about, what's the next word? God and divine beings, about the religion's founding prophet or proclaimer, about sacred writings and teachings, and about your body and physical self and life. But you've not heard one real word about you as an eternal abiding being today. Doesn't that interest you?
Okay. Things of the universe are not interconnected. God is not necessary. The universe is not a oneness. The universe you live in only reacts such that all happenings of the universe are random, meaning not intentional. The universe always supports you by unconditionally accommodating your actions and not interfering. You command the universe with every action, but wait, we're getting ahead of our story about you. Anybody want comments in there or questions?
I like the authority that says you command the universe with every action.
Okay. Passage 8. The body you have and know today, the body that faithfully protects you and serves you, though you constantly seem to struggle with it and against it, and even tend to abuse it, your body was a gift from your parents for you to personalize as you desire. And you have done just that. But you are not your body, and your body is not you. We good with that, Sharon? Doctor? Oh, I was just asking. You haven't been around much for us to engage that way today. Unembodied self, the unembodied self you sense but do not know is your eternal abiding self that is for you to personalize and live as you would willingly be and live eternally. Okay. It is all up to you to choose who you will be eternally and live that.
The unembodied self you sense but do not know is your eternal abiding self. Mm-hmm. So the unembodied self that I sense, but I'm in a body using my body senses to sense it.
And you're sensing your personal self or your loner self at the same time.
Okay. That is for you. But do not know is your eternal abiding self that is for you to personalize and live as you would willingly be and live eternally. So I'm just sort of, I guess I'm trying to get my head around which you, we're talking about the unembodied self you sense, so you being me in a body. I'm using my body senses to sense the unembodied self, which is the eternal being, I guess.
You're looking at me as if I would be able to answer this question. I just read it.
I know.
I got to direct your question to Mr. Redshirt.
I don't know
here.
If I even have a question.
I just wrote it.
I'm slowing you down. So I can...
But no, that's good to know if you free wrote it. But you said there's several things in this book you wonder what they mean.
You didn't ask me if I knew what it meant.
You know what it means?
Sure. Well, of course he
Roger
does
know what it means.
You do.
I don't understand why there's any confusion.
It's not really confusion, just slowing Andrew down so I can cogitate on what the words say. The unembodied self you sense. So, the unembodied self I sense, I'm sensing it with this body, but does that unembodied self, I mean, we've been here before, does it exist outside of me having a body? When this body's gone, is that unembodied self going to be floating around out there?
Yes.
Did you hear my question, Roger?
Room.
No.
I'm putting my ears in.
Wait, there's an idea.
Just out of curiosity, do you ever sense at a self that you sense self in, or sensing you?
A self I sense sensing me.
Mm-hmm. Like somebody else looking out of your eyes.
Right. Yes. Yes. I'm intrigued.
It's really freaky
that.
When you can look into your own eyes.
No, I betcha.
From the inside.
Yeah. Mm. Not tried that.
I'm just intrigued with the
unembodied
self.
Have somebody shine
self.
A light in your eyes, and you can see your own self.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's freaky. Yeah, your brain cuts it off.
Wait, so you do what?
You can see yourself in your own eyes.
Oh, your face.
No, you see your blood vessels. You get to see your brain kind of thing.
When do you get to see this?
When somebody looks in your eyes, like for an ophthalmologic exam. Mm. But we shut that off because we can't deal with it.
Yeah.
First time it happened, it freaked me out.
So for the point of view of you sense that there's somebody other than your normal you looking out your eyes.
The physical.
Is that what we're talking about? The unembodied self you sense? Yeah.
I guess so.
Probably.
There's,
I would understand something like this. Yes.
So beyond.
So you sense yourself.
Yeah.
Eight
minutes,
7 minutes.
You see what's between. You see what's between the brain.
So that unembodied self is my eternal abiding self.
Which that unembodied self is your eternal abiding self?
The unembodied self I sense but do not know.
No, when you have an eye.
Is my eternal abiding self.
And therefore,
guy question. Yes. Roger's saying yes. You understand what's not known about that. The only question I have is the self I sense, is that my loner self? This self I'm sensing right now, is that my loner self or is that my eternal self that we're talking about?
Yeah. Well, we see the back of your eyes.
Could be either one. Okay, could be either one.
Okay, so I could be sensing either loner self or eternal self.
Okay, okay, that's good to know. Okay.
Eternal abiding self.
For me.
The eternal abiding self is for me to personalize and live as I would willingly be and live eternally. So that's me living and changing my...
just this. It's that other.
Regenerating yourself.
Regenerating yourself.
To a new self.
Yeah.
Your body living in another space.
So I still come back to that question of what happens when this body dies to that unembodied self.
It dies.
Self, remember to
it end.
Do such a thing. It's like, well, wait.
I think so.
Yep.
I think we've been over.
So, because Sharon just said no, it doesn't.
Really?
Yeah. Body dies. So, the body dies. I was saying, what happens to the unembodied self when this body dies?
It's still present.
Kind of. There, but not there.
There but not there. So it's like
nothing.
So it's like a pattern that isn't being fulfilled until there's another body.
No, it's fulfilled in its own self. That way, because otherwise it would be dependent on you being in a body.
Well, is it dependent on me being in a body?
Good question.
No.
No.
You need a body to animate it. Remember when we used to do the thing that showed a bubble? And it was sitting in a bubble because there was nothing it could do. It could see what was going on and everything else, but there was nothing it could do. That's
it needs a body to animate it to
action.
Action. Mm-hmm. So it's not floating around out there in the ether being a charactership full goodness of being. It's simply a pattern.
Yeah, is it floating around until you decide to embody again?
Let's just say that it goes into the dark matter.
How's that?
Yeah. Right.
That's okay. Yeah.
How's that?
Dark matter.
It just kind of goes into the dark matter.
Yeah.
It's memory.
Memory, yeah. Mm-hmm. But like so much data, I mean, the stuff in the books even isn't activated until somebody reads it.
It's there, but not there.
Yeah. Okay. You okay with all that, Roger?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now you know. Oh, is it recording? Yeah. Now you know. You have two separate and seemingly different, frequently opposing images to create for you and your... Now you know you have two separate and seemingly different, frequently opposing images to create for you to be and live. And this has nothing whatsoever to do with right, wrong, desirable, undesirable, or spiritual and physical.
Okay.
As a personal being, the one you have been living and frequently struggling with and against for quite some time, you have a conventional mortal image of yourself in life. And as an eternal being, you have a broader, more expansive and extensive image or sense of yourself in life. Unfortunately, you tend to let those, you set those views and realizations in opposition, take sides with conventional beliefs and views of matters, and lose awareness of the eternal multitudinous, of yourself and all of life.
What does that mean?
Say multitudinousness.
You mean the word or the statement?
Yes, the word first, the word, and
multiple
then
expressions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like loner body abiding, or
not missing,
or different life.
The eternal multitudinousness of yourself.
The different life.
Okay.
All the different ways to start that we
show.
Have expressed.
The different chapters.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, passage 12. For example, if you are a designer or drive a taxi, these are a great part of your personal self-image. But what image do you have of your eternal self, which is not what you want to become, but how you are willing to be and live eternally? So, not what you want to become, but how you are willing to be and live eternally. Got it.
That's a question mark there.
Yes. I asked it as a question, yes.
That's willing to be, the to be part. I think is a something that I could easily misunderstand, because it's willing to be, I'll be that out there in the future.
Yeah, it's willing to be right now. Willing
right
to
now.
Do it right
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah, that's for the other people. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Passage 13. Ancient teachings declare the part of you that doesn't believe in death will never die, which seems to describe what later became known as your soul. However, your body is your soul. You know, I want to ask a question right there. What's the basis of your changing the definition of soul to body? I've never heard before that your soul was your body. And I can't hear with all that noise. If we take a break.
Tell him not to make so much noise.
I can't. That's necessary.
Sit over here.
Sit over
your microphone.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I'll sit over there. Sorry about that, Sharon.
Not,
I'm just going to ask a question. I want an answer. Got to hear the answer.
So. We don't want to take a break.
Okay. So, Roger, you're saying your body is your soul. I never heard that anywhere else, so I'm not familiar with the basis of that declaration.
Because your body serves all the purposes of your soul, so what's wrong with that?
Your body serves all the purposes of your soul.
Yeah.
So it is your soul.
Yeah.
But it doesn't continue on. Your body dies, so your soul dies.
You never heard that before, either.
No, right, because the primary characteristic of the soul was that it doesn't die at death. That was the idea. So then, having changed this to your body is your soul, I just wondered what the foundation was.
It has all the characteristics of soul.
Walks like a duck and quacks like a duck.
Except, it doesn't not die.
But it serves all the other purposes.
But the important one was it doesn't die.
Well, let's look at that for a second.
Okay.
Even though the body stops existing, does the information and data of that body having existed disappear?
No. That's
or does
a good
it go
point.
On forever?
That's yeah. a good point.
Mm-hmm. So, but then are they the same thing? Same
or
body.
That body, is that not the soul? That thing that goes on forever?
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
The body is going to die and just stop being. The soul is going to go on forever.
The information data of that body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look at it as separate from the body.
It's preserved within the soul.
Yeah.
In NIMS.
Information data.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Thank you
so
for that.
You cover that function.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. Ancient teaching, okay, so 13, starting over, passage 13. Ancient teachings declare that part of you that doesn't believe in death will never die, which seems to describe what later became known as your soul. However, your body is your soul. Oh, I know that your body dies. Is it all right that your soul dies? You have far greater realizations than this to consider, because you have a lesser soul and a greater soul. Okay. I'm so glad you said that. You want concept questions? What's that mean? A greater soul and a lesser soul.
Yeah. How about lesser soul is the body that dies, and the greater soul is the memory data that exists for them?
All right.
I'm sure that the recording never heard a word you said.
Oh.
This is percent for the recording.
So I said the lesser soul is the body that dies, and the greater soul is the eternal essence that goes forever, that in data and information and memory.
Are you with us, Roger?
Is that an acceptable response?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 14, passage 14. It is frequently declared that you don't have a soul. You are a soul. And of course, this must be true if life is a oneness. And as your body soul dies, you die as well. Fortunately, life is not a oneness. It is a communion whole nest. WHOLENEST, whole nest. On the right margin, it says whole nest, nests together. NESTS, like a bird together. Different for each person, nor are all matters of life interconnected. All things are separate and different in an environment of memory, not memories. A nest of memories which nest them together. Are you willing to create the past you want to continue? I don't understand why that last line gets put in. Oh, memories to hold it all together?
Mm. So what is your question?
The last line was in there, seemed a little different than the rest of these. Not all memories. A nest of memories which nest them together. .. Are you willing to create the past you want to continue?
Okay, so in everything that you do, do you want that to be the thing that you look back on and you want to remember? Are you living what you want to have as memory?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because for me, I don't think I always am. Yeah.
But that's something to always keep in mind. I mean, that's a great compass for you.
Yeah.
Is this something that I want to look back on and say, yeah, that was great. That was wonderful. I really want to remember that. Or you want to have something go, not so wonderful. Wish I hadn't lived that. Live those things that you want to have as your memories.
Well, but by looking at how it served us, how we created it to get what we need to fulfill us, it was all perfect. Right?
What we need?
Well, no, I don't know how to see. That's why I shut up.
No.
Talk.
It's better that you put these out here so we can help you see these things.
Right.
Okay, there is nothing that you need.
Right.
There is no conflict that
we
you have to go
We attract it, we create it.
If it's necessary.
It's what you did.
Right,
it is what you did,
it is,
whatever
right.
it was.
Yeah.
Right.
But all I'm saying is live those things that you truly desire, and you will always have those memories that you truly desire.
Right.
That's basically what it's saying.
And and just tie that into the interconnected, the non-interconnected whole nest, the communion whole nest. So you were just talking about the last sentence.
Right.
Before that, it was talking about the communion whole nest. So are you saying that live the memories you want to have is part of creating your wholeness?
Well, all of them together, yeah. Yeah. All the lifetimes, all the things, all the stuff, yes.
Here we are, and Patrick is ruled by his stomach again.
No, he's ruled by trying to feed us. That's his nature.
It's a good thing. It is his nature.
It's a good thing.
He's feeding the soul, man.
He's a nurturer.
Totally.
I need it.
I want it.
Can you make me some popcorn?
If I had popcorn, I would.
That I can eat?
Tomorrow.
I can bring you some. I brought some organic. I have some organic popcorn.
I can't have commercial popcorn.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
What she makes.
What I make is organic popcorn, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. You could have.
That you can have, yeah. Yes. But I don't have any at the moment. But we're just about to eat, so you'll be taken care of in a second.
Well, I was going to snack.
Right before supper.
You can snack on dinner in just a second.
I didn't want a whole dinner.
Well, this way you're going to have a dinner, and you can think of part of it as a snack. And part of it is dinner.
Oh, okay.
Feed that soul, man.
Yeah.
Just tell it to hang on. Huh? I said, just tell it to hang on.
Okay, moving right along.
Sorry.
Passage 15. The part of you that doesn't believe in birth will never be born. From this, it is correct to declare that memory is a part of you that is never born and never dies. Memory can be embodied, just as you can be embodied. But as your body soul is born and dies, you as memory are never born and never die. Well, there's taking care of some of that greater soul versus soul question. Okay. You transfigure and recur, but you do not continue as you.
But they are not perfect. Well, you really do. But
did you want to add anything to that, Roger?
You got you.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty self-explanatory.
You,
oh, I know. Just sometimes he's. That's okay.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Passage 16. Would you rather live in a world that is the way it is because that's the way it's always been? Or live in a world that is the way it is because it's never been that way before. And what about you? Wouldn't you rather be the way you are because you've never been this way before? That's a really intriguing question.
That's a nice one.
Oh, you marked that one too?
Yes.
Passage 17. Remember when your job... Remember when your job or relationship or view of life and... Oh, remember when your job or relationship or view of life and desires were new? When the whole world was new, just waiting for you? Wasn't that exciting? How would you like to recapture and live that excitement and expectation every day? Sounds good. I would like to. Passage 18. For thousands of years, to make sense of their life and death, and the world around them, people imagined gods and worshipped them as creators of the universe and controllers of every aspect of life. And many people still believe this, do you? You would probably say you don't believe this today, but you do believe, as language declares, it has always been that all things are caused and actions cause reactions. Passage 19. If you want to heal or change or resolve your problems in order to change your ways and live the self and life you truly desire, you cannot do this at the level of behaviors. You must reconsider your beliefs. Mm-hmm. and not just the beliefs that directly support and continue your behaviors and the results you want changed, you have to reconsider the fundamental beliefs upon which all other beliefs and behaviors occurred and from which your need to heal or change arose. You need to change your state of mind about self and life and death. So I put a big mark next to that because I've been having some pretty like crazy ideas, like just to try and think beyond my current beliefs lately. So I think that makes a lot of sense. You got to change even the beliefs upon which your beliefs are founded.
In order to have something different, you have to have a different foundation.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about stuff like, you know, why even believe in death at all or something like that. I was trying to think way outside the bounds of my normal thinking, and once or twice a day it just kind of hits me with something. And,
you know. Might I suggest instead of saying why, say what if?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did I say?
Why?
Oh,
why
okay.
Do you believe in death?
You know? Oh, I see what you're saying.
What if there is no death?
Yeah.
It takes you further outside the box.
Oh, okay.
At least in
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Anyway, I thought that was a great, fabulous point. One of the reasons I love this chapter.
Disappear. Gone.
20. Contrary to what you have heard and have come to believe is true, you are not advancing or evolving away from a physical world of pain and suffering to a realm of joy and fulfillment. Nor are you preparing yourself for a spiritual world. Your purpose in life and the purpose of the universe is to transfigure and enliven everything considered spiritual to physical life. Okay. No questions on that, right? Okay. 21. A place in many mansions is not being a place with any mansions is not being prepared for you. You are preparing many mansions for yourself and others. Higher or greater spiritual beings are not at work for you. You are preparing the way to bring spirit alive in the physical world today. It is constantly declared by others who should know better that fear, doubt, anger, and ambition, combined with desire and greed, block your true inner life. Don't you believe it? For when fear, doubt, anger, and ambition, including your desires and longing for power, do occur, that is your inner self, not the outer world. Inner life, not the outer world. That changes things around a bit.
What's inner life?
What's inner life? I'll assume anything that's inside your body.
Let's see.
Yo, what? Time?
It's all ready to defeat you.
Oh, okay. We're going to take a break here.
Oh, fudge.
We're stopping at 23.
Yes.
I never turned on my tape machine again.
Does anyone understand what that is? That is your inner life.
I wonder if I caught that whole thing about soul or not.